It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
It is time for the Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha. Mark Carpenter with us. I texted her, Linda, a while back asking her to bring me something, and she said, I'm in Poland.
Yes.
And I said, well, fly back.
Yeah.
Please.
Believe me, she'll be bringing you something from Poland.
Oh,
I remember,
I'm sure.
Last time she brought some kielbasas and some beer.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So her return, she'll bring. And then she's going to Shanghai, so we should be getting some Chinese food here, too.
Yeah, she got some gig with China. What? Can you explain that?
Well, it's kind of like a Great American Beer Festival of China that her friend asked her to go over there and co-host. So she's really building quite the reputation for herself.
It's been amazing.
Yeah. She's
traveling all over the world all the time. None of us can figure out how, but she does it.
She does it.
It's amazing.
Magic.
She's going to call in from Poland in 5 minutes.
Okay. Very good. Well, listen, out in the green room, I just gave you some of this beer to try that our guest, Kim Strudevant, had made. It's a black IPA. I'm sorry. It's not. It's a black lager.
Brute.
It's a black lager.
Oh, okay.
We're going to get to the Brute IPA.
Okay, the Brute IPA.
But
Kim, welcome, by the way.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
He's inventor of the Brute IPA and apparently the black.
Yeah. A black lager.
Black lager.
And
owner of the Social Kitchen and Brewery in San Francisco. Thanks for coming up, man.
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure to be here. Really
right.
Excited.
So and tell us about this first.
Well, this, we were having it in the green room, and I just think it's a delicious beer. It's made, we'll have Kim tell you about what it's made with. But honestly, if I didn't say it was a black lager, when you drank it, you may not have thought of it as being a dark, heavy beer. It's not heavy at all. It's a very nice, light beer. This guy's innovative. He's doing a lot of really cool stuff.
Well, let me get Kim your background, your history, and how you wound up in the beer world as a pretty iconic dude.
Oh wow! I started brewing at Marin Brewing Company in October of 2006. And
were you a home brewer?
I did one batch of homebrew, and back in 2006, you could kind of sneak into a brewing job. These days, it's a little harder. There's more people trying to do it.
Right.
But I just kind of got my foot in the door there and did all the dirty work for a couple of years, and kept moving up and learning more processes, and was brewer assistant after a few years there. And I was there for a total of 5.5 years and moved on to Social Kitchen and Brewery in 2012.
And you own that place?
I don't own it. I'm just the brewmaster there.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so I've been there for the last like 6.5 years. And they pretty much just gave me free rein with that company to run the beer program there because it's a pretty small beer program. We're just a pub and we do some draft sales around the Bay Area. They didn't really have too much of an opinion on what I did, and my ideas all seemed to vibe with them, and so they sort of set me loose, and I just kind of do whatever I want there and have fun, and the Brute IPA is definitely one of those results of me clowning around and coming up with new things.
Before we get to the Brute IPA, talk about the Black Lager. What's the deal with that?
So this is based on a traditional German Schwarzbier.
Schwarzbier. Can you say Schwarz on the radio? Yes, you can.
Yeah, can we say that?
Yeah.
And it's also brewed with spelt malt, which in Germany is called Dinkel malts. So the name of the beer is called Dinkel Schwarz.
I knew he'd like that one.
And it's a very literal name. It tells you what the beer is, and it's also fun to say. And the amount of spelt malt we're putting in there really lends a kind of a nutty flavor to the beer.
So what is spelt malt?
It's an ancient type of wheat, and it's actually gluten-free as well. It's not
really
why we're using it. We're using it because it has nice flavors. But it's just an old type of wheat.
And who's malting that?
Weyermann.
Oh, okay.
Out of Germany, yeah.
Yeah, German.
What's the alcohol on this?
It's 5.6%.
So close to Guinness?
Guinness is actually quite light. Yeah,
yeah,
it's around 4, right?
Okay.
Yeah, or less.
Right? Or less, yeah.
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 So, but I would say it's as intense as Guinness, maybe a little more flavorful even.
It reminded me of Guinness, but yes, it's super flavorful.
Yeah.
And isn't it clean and nice, crisp?
Give me some more info.
That's it.
Yeah, talk
clean,
about it.
Clean, crisp. It's a great beer. It's really a great beer.
Wow. Yeah.
This guy knows how to brew.
I was hoping Mark Carpenter would be into a black lager with spelt, and I was right. So.
And now, okay, this other one that you poured, Mark?
I just poured the Brut IPA, and...
This is it. This is the baby.
This is it. And I really think this is going to be quite something as a style. I think it's the first new style in just many, many, many years. You know, you have a lot of hazy IPAs out there, and people might say, well, that's a new style of beer. But, you know, IPAs, when we first started making Liberty Ale and Ken Grossman made his IPAs, it's hard to keep them clear. But we had to keep them clear because customers wouldn't buy them hazy. So yeah. I don't see that as a big development in letting them be hazy. But the Brut IPA, I think, is very creative. It's using enzymes that were first used in light beers, correct? I've never worked with because it just wasn't a thing to do. And it takes a young creative guy, and I want to hear why did he do this? What inspired him? Because I just think he turned out some fabulous beers.
The nose on this, being a wine guy, I go for the nose, is lovely, and I love the flavor. What's the alcohol on this?
It is 7.2, actually.
Okay. Well,
so one of the characteristics of this style is the beers are actually much higher ABV than they taste. So they're very deceptive.
This is deceptive. It doesn't taste...
I think part of the secret to the Brut IPA is the, and Kim needs to explain the process, but it gives a much more aroma to it, a little less bitterness, and this higher alcohol, which most brewers I think would love because they're making higher alcohol with less grain. But
yeah,
Kim, give us the background.
Well,
tell
wait a minute. We're going to take a break because as Mike just texted me, Polish Herlinda is ready on the Skype machine.
Ooh. All right.
She's in Poland. Hello, dear. I can't believe you found a Skype machine. Uh-oh.
Can you hear me? There we go.
There you are.
Okay.
All right. So explain why you're in Poland, what you're doing.
I am one of the judges for the Polish National Beer Competition in Poznan, Poland. There's people from there's judges from all over the world here, Japan, Panama, Sweden, everywhere, Portugal. And then I'm the only American from America. There are other Americans that are living around Europe. But it's really, really it's 2:30 in the morning here.
Yeah, well, you're up and we knew you would be.
Everybody here is up. It's wild. I was we're walking through the old town streets here. It's a really beautiful city. Poznan is the fifth largest city in Poland, and Poland's a pretty good sized country. And it was established in the 10th century, so it's old.
Yeah, I remember seeing that on CNN. Back in the 10th century I was young. Yeah.
Well, today happens to be also the 100-year anniversary of the Polish independence. A lot of people don't realize that Poland wasn't wasn't called Poland, and Germany wasn't called Germany. They were Prussia and Austria and Hungary and everything. So after World War I, Poland actually got a chance. They had to do an uprising to establish their own, regain independence again. Of course, the Nazis came in,
everything changed
in World War II.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the Soviets came in and really took over as well. Of course.
It is a beer show. How's the beer?
People. Okay. So the beer is amazing for the most part, except for, I have to say, I judged West Coast IPAs today, and
Poland West Coast, right? You're not talking about our West Coast.
They're trying West Coast IPA is a style that means California, or West Coast IPA. So they're trying to do an American style.
And what'd you think?
It's hard because I love these people, but even the Polish judges are So, so next year they've asked me, like, they're like, can you bring some West Coast IPAs with you? And I'll, you know, get a chance to try that. But the hard part here is that they don't get like the fresh hops like we get, you know, in California, Oregon, and Washington. And the climate here gets very, it's normally very cold. It's actually, it's extraordinarily warm right now. This is not normal for Poland. And they're seeing it across Europe that they're having extraordinarily warm weather, which sounds nice, but in theory, but it's actually not necessarily a good thing for the climate and for their agriculture.
No, but of course our president says there's no global warming, so don't listen to the Polish people. Listen to Trump.
You should hear, they're like watching like our elections and the shootings and everything here, and they're like, what is going on in America?
But what is wrong with you people in America?
Yeah. Although they are also warning us, too, because obviously they were taken over by Hitler, you know, the Nazis, and they were also taken over by the Soviets. And they're like, you know, danger, Will Robinson. You know, you guys need to keep an eye out on what's going on. And they're like, didn't you learn anything from what we, you know, what we went through here already?
All right, listen, we're short on time.
Okay.
Getting the break sign. It's 5:40 on the Hop Monk Drive.
Oh, yes.
Brouhaha.
And I know Kim's there, so that's so cool.
Yes,
so there was no Brute IPA in the competition yet. But I would like to bring them some next year to try.
Were they hoping there would be in like an experimental beer category or something like that?
Most of them here have really not, I mean, they've heard of it, but nobody's gotten to try one.
When are you coming back?
I come back Saturday, and then I turn around and I go to Shanghai on Sunday. I'm co-hosting the China Craft Brewers Association Awards in Shanghai, in China.
The most amazing woman on the planet, Herlinda. Good grief. All right, my dear, be cool, and we'll talk to you. We got to talk to you from Shanghai at some point, even if it's not Thursday.
I think their Thursday, I mean, our Thursday is their, like, Sunday. They're like, they're
we'll
like,
figure it out.
It's 15 hours ahead. It all works.
We'll figure
but
it out.
I'm bringing back some beer that Marka wants, I think he'll like. And
terrific.
I'd love to meet Kim another day, too.
Terrific. Right. Hey, we love you and miss you. Take care.
All right, Herlinda. We are back in the Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha. Mark Carpenter, of course, who started at Anchor in San Francisco in 1971, now retired with his horses and his family in Petaluma.
And loving it.
Yes, you are, and well, you should. Kim Sturtevant?
Yes.
That's it.
That's
I said it right.
Good pronunciation.
He's the inventor of the infamous Brute IPA, and he's the brewmaster at the Social Kitchen and Brewery in San Francisco. Let's talk about now the Brute IPA.
Yeah, listen, I feel so honored to have him here because I think so much of this beer. And I really want to hear about the inspiration, where it came from. Were there a couple failures at the start? Or tell us the whole story.
And why is it called Brute, too? But start with Mark's question.
Okay, we'll start with Mark's question. So another brewer friend of mine, Tim, at Cellar Maker Brewing in San Francisco, kind of tipped me to using enzyme to really break down more complex sugars and even starches.
Now, by enzyme, you mean?
An enzyme it's not a living organism, but it's like a tool that can help living organisms access, kind of break down things like
real quickly,
starches and sugars.
When brewers make beer, the first step is they grind up a bunch of barley malt. And there's enzymes in that barley malt that change all that starch into sugars, which is just these big carbon chains to short carbon chains that the yeast can get in their mouths. And so there's enzymes that'll keep doing that and get them all converted to fermentables. And that's what this Brute IPA is. It's converting all the this starches to sugars, so
and glucose, specifically, which is fully fermentable. So, so Tim at Cellar Maker cued me into using enzymes. He was using them in higher alcohol beers, which I thought was kind of a cool alternative to adding a whole bunch of dextrose or something to boost the sugar content, and to make a higher alcohol beer come across as a little drier and more pleasant
less body
to drink.
Yeah.
So I was using it in my triple IPA for a couple of years as a tactic to make it less of a sticky, sweet beer, because that style tends to be very big and sweet and kind of weird, I think. As I was doing that, I kind of always had it in my head, like, what if I applied this to a standard strength IPA and made something just incredibly crisp and dry with nothing in the way of the hops, so the hops could really shine through. And I think it's kind of a combination of the way West Coast IPA had been going. I think Vinny at Russian River does a really good job of making very dry but still balanced beers where the hops just pop through really heavily, as well as Roger Davis at Faction. They're two of my big inspirations of making just dry, hoppy, but very balanced beer where you get a really cool spectrum of hop profile and you smell all these cool things. So this was about taking that balance and just pushing it as extreme as I could with the use of enzyme. And all of those things combined in my head just kind of was like, let's try and make it champagne-like, you know, while we're at it. Very pale in color, very spritzy and refreshing. And
it is all that.
Yeah,
it is pretty much like no IPA I've ever tasted.
Oh,
is
yeah.
That, no, same it's with
really,
you, Mark?
Yeah, it's absolutely. And that's why I think it's going to be big. I mean, it's really different. And he also does some interesting thing with the hops where there's not so much of the boiling of the hops. So tell us a little about that.
Yeah, so because there is no sweetness in the beer to balance out the bitterness of the hops, it's very important with this style to kind of take that into account when you're designing the recipe. And so we've moved all of our applications of the hops to the parts of the process where we get a lot of aroma and flavor, but not really too much bitterness. So normally when we're making beer, we'll, you know, add an addition to the hops that are boiled for a full hour, and you get a lot of bitterness extracted from that. And most of the hops in this beer come at the very end of the boil, and even more of the hops come at the dry hopping part, which is when you're hopping during fermentation. So it's happening at a cool temperature, you know, not in the kettle boiling hot.
It's delicious.
Yeah. To get bitterness, you have to boil hops. So this way you're getting all those volatile oils that stay in are not boiled away. Isn't it great?
Why the name Brute?
Oh, okay. So the name Brute, I was trying to figure out what to call this concept that I had in my head for quite a while, and then I finally squeezed one into the schedule and made it, and it was coming out, and I was at a friend's house, and she's a very wine-savvy lady. She used to work at a wine bar and just loves drinking wine.
Oh, like Brute in champagne?
Exactly. Yeah. So I really picked her brain. I'm like, what should I call this? Because I'm tempted to call it like a champagne IPA. Or something like that, but that it just didn't quite work, and would have been a terrible thing to call it, and the Champagne region would have gotten angry.
Oh yeah.
So she was like, "Oh, why don't you call it a Brute, or even you know, call it an Extra Brute?" So the first few I made were actually called Extra Brute IPA, and as more brewers made them, it kind of got shortened to Brute IPA.
When did you first make this stuff?
About a year ago.
That's
actually,
it
was the first one.
And where's it available?
Ours is available at our pub, and then a handful of places around the Bay Area. Trying to think who...
Bottle Barn here?
No, we don't bottle or can the beer. It's all on draft.
No, Bottle Barn is our main go-to place.
Correct.
Oh, and they have draft.
He only does draft beer with this.
Oh!
But there are other Brute IPAs out there now. There's a lot of brewers already making Brute IPAs. Drake's, for instance, does a Brute IPA. Also, Hen House. And Kim just did a collaboration with Hen House. Will you talk about that for a second?
This is my second time in Santa Rosa this week, which is incredible.
I saw something in the Press Democrat about Hen House. I didn't get to
read
it.
Oh, yeah. They're on the move.
They're about to go through a big expansion, and they're going to employ a lot of local residents, and they're really excited about it. So they were actually signing papers from their bank getting a loan on Monday. And Tuesday they announced it on their Instagram feed, kind of all the great things that are going to happen. So really excited for them.
They're amazing.
They're really cool. They're a great company, great culture with them.
Getting paid?
No, but they do.
Jeez,
they distribute our beer in the East Bay. But aside from that, I mean, they're just
shouldn't you have copyrighted Brute IPA?
I can talk about that in a sec. I did try at one point.
Really?
We did a collaboration with Hen House on Monday. It's a brute IPA. It's in the fermenter right now. The fermentation's going great, according to some texts I just got from their brewer, Shane, just a few minutes ago, actually. And it's going to be called the Third Volume. And that is a reference both to – this is the third collaboration we've done together, but also to the carbonation level in the beer is going to be 3 volumes of CO2, which is – we measure carbonation volumes of CO2. And most beer that we drink is 2.5 volumes of CO2, somewhere around that range. And once you get up to 3, things start not pouring very well on people's draft systems. They get really foamy because the beer is very carbonated. So what we're doing with this beer is the entire batch is going into cans because they have a canning line that can actually successfully fill this very highly carbonated beer into cans. And everybody that tastes it will taste it as this highly carbonated, very spritzy beer to really drive home this brute aspect of the style.
Unbelievable. So, we got to check traffic one more time? No, we're good. Okay. All right.
You know, I thought he should have patented the method and he should have copyrighted it, but look, it's already, I think it's already out of the barn. When I was in Poland, there was a Polish brute IPA on the market.
Really?
One thing I really like is it's very, you know, so many times in the history of brewing, and I think other things, these inventions get lost as who developed it and what happened to it. For steam beer, for instance, no one knows really who was the first to make steam beer and all of that.
But everyone thinks it's Anchor.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
but here, this has been well documented. Kim is the creator of Brute IPA, and so that's going to be forever in history, you know, and unfortunately may not be a monetary success to him for people using his licensing it, but it's he's getting the credit, and he does such a great job. It's his beers are fabulous. So
let's talk about a social kitchen and brewery in San Francisco. Kim is the brewmaster there. We don't have a lot of time, but tell us about the place. It's a pub, the food and the beer.
It's food and beer. It opened in 2010, and I came around in 2012. And it's a full restaurant, and we serve our own beers. We have some guest beers. We have some cocktails and things as well.
Oh, cool.
It's 2 blocks south of Golden Gate Park on 9th Avenue.
Nice location.
So it's a great
9th and Irving. Nice location.
Great location. I love being in the. It's in the inner Sunset District of San Francisco, so it's a lot. We kind of get some tourists from the park, but it's a very neighborhoody kind of location, which I really appreciate. That as a beer establishment to have repeat customers and clientele and build that bond with your community. So the location allows us to do that, and it's really nice.
You should go to socialkitchenandbrewery.com.
Sure.
And there's some great photos. Boy, it looks lovely.
Wow. Yeah.
The Chronicle on SF Gate did an article that says how Brute IPA became San Francisco's newest beer style. You really should be getting paid for all this.
That
would be great. I'm sure at some point it'll pay off in kind of abstract ways.
But, yeah, I'm sure.
But next week I'm flying down to Argentina.
Whoa.
And I'm going to be giving a lecture at a homebrewers conference. One of the breweries down there who is organizing the conference kind of contacted me, and they're like, yeah, we're going to fly you down and put you up for a week and just hang out in Argentina.
Dude.
We're going to show you around. And so I'm basically going to get to eat a whole bunch of delicious food and yap with a bunch of Argentinian brewers and see what their scene is all about for free. So that's pretty cool.
Okay. Now that is cool. Kim Sturtevant.
Yes.
He is the inventor of Brute IPA and brewmaster at Social Kitchen and Brewery in San Francisco. Thanks so much for coming up, and congrats with the thing with the Hen House and everything you're doing, man. And
it's been a lot of fun. I mean, here I am with Mark Carpenter, and he's excited about me. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. He's going to be way more famous than me.
If I
could tell one beer-related story before we're off the air, very quick. Yeah. My son belongs to the South End Rowing Club in San Francisco. It's a big rowing and swimming group. And the other day, about 30 of them took off from Hyde Street Pier, swam out to Alcatraz, around Alcatraz.
Holy crap.
And back to the to their clubhouse at Hyde Street Pier. And when they got out of the water, they had a couple beers.
Perfect.
I had to make it beer related.
I wasn't sure where you were going.
I'm so proud of them for doing it.
They didn't go to the Buena Vista for the Irish coffees.
Well, then that's Irish coffee related.
Yeah.
Wow. How old is he?
He is...
Come on, think.
How is he? He was born in 84. So what's that? Make him 34, 35?
Yeah.
Yeah, 35.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah. All right. Kim, thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. Man. My pleasure.
And we need to have you back. Mark, we'll see you next week, right?
You got it.
Okay, my brother. That's it for us. Have a great night.